Welcome into the Bracket Bunker podcast, and welcome back for those who have listened to me before on Spotify or Apple, things like that. Right now, I'm trying my first Zoom recording, video recording, so I'm bringing it back. Today is a great day to bring the podcast back because we have probably one of the best Saturday slate of games that I've ever seen, and I've done this for a while. I've been betting college basketball for probably almost 10 years now. And this is one of the best slates I've ever seen. And the reason I say that is because we have the Big 12 and the SEC facing off this Saturday. And as you can see, I have my KenPom screen up. So I do pay for this subscription, but I figured during these podcasts, if something I can give away would be, just showing you guys some of the analytics and the data behind some of the predictions. I also like to use scores and odds. So these are the two sort of vehicles that I like to use. We can look at a matchup first, actually, that I am looking at pretty closely here. And actually now the line is sort of moving on me, but I took Oklahoma money line. And I want to tell you a little bit about, one of my methods is, first of all, you have a top two team on the road, going into a hostile environment, with a team that's desperate for a win. And you have a team that's just been beaten up by the Big 12. They're ranked 53rd in KenPom, so not too bad. They're 11-9. They're not bad in terms of effective offense and defense. They have a slow pace. They'll try to slow Alabama down. They lost to Texas by only 1 point. They lost to Iowa State by 3 points. They lost to Kansas by 4 points. They lost, all these games. They beat West Virginia by one. Baylor, they lost by two. I mean, these are close games. And so what you have to realize is, that, again, this is a game where the public is going to be all over Alabama. Obviously them coming into this game with a huge win streak. It's the fourth longest win streak. They're due for a loss. They obviously have a really fast pace. And so, like I said, Oklahoma being at home, they should be able to control the pace. I know Alabama is like a juggernaut and all that. But teams can have bad games. And again, one of the things I look for is this 5.5 line that we see here. Anytime it's a 5.5, especially a team on the road, usually you fade that into the money line. So to me, that's just the book saying, we're not even sure which way this is going to go in terms of the win itself. And so usually I'll try to take the money line of the other side of that. We have, many more games that we can cover. We have Kansas at Kentucky. Kansas, I don't think, from what I've heard, has never lost four in a row under Bill Self. Okay. So they're right now, they've lost three straight. In my opinion, the Big 12 is the best conference in college basketball, bar none. We're going to talk about that a little bit even more later. It looks like I missed the +6 on Oklahoma. It's now down. But I did take the money line. I'm just a little bit worried that actually, let me see if I can get it on a different app. And so you're seeing this in live time, me trying to get this, because if we don't get it right now, it will come down. Bet Rivers looks like it has +6. So I'm going to actually take the points as well, because they're, like I was saying, they're just in all these close games, and they're at home. So I'm going to look to see if I can get that as well, especially seeing it come down to like 5 at other places. You can sort of determine, what that's going to be, but let me pause the recording here for a second while I do this. All right. So yeah, I couldn't even connect to my bank, of course, to get the 6, but just took 5.5 instead. So it'll probably land 6. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see what happens. In terms of Kansas, again, lost three in a row. Kentucky's good though. Kentucky, I mean, they've been playing really well since they got back CJ Frederick, who again hasn't logged enough minutes really to be hitting a lot of threes so far, but they have three, you know, really good 3-point shooters. They have a nice team, so it's going to be a really good game. I think the line is like one. We can actually check because it could be different than KenPom. KenPom's usually dead on. I hate that they still have college basketball in there. Let's see. All the way down. Oh, wow. Three. Oh, 1.5 in some places and 3 in other places. Wow. That's going to be, wow, it's going to be a really interesting game. Sometimes I think when the money is on one side and the line is going the other way, it's actually the opposite of what most people will say. Most people will say like, okay, the sharps are on Kentucky here. And that's why the line's going the opposite way of the public money. But in my opinion, sometimes at least they do this so that people sort of get tricked into that thinking. So it's like a double reverse psychology. I know that sounds crazy, but what they want you to think is that, okay, why is the money going the other way? And then they'll get people to bet Kentucky at 3. So probably a lot of people took Kansas at like +1 and then they push it out to 3. And then people will take Kentucky -3. And then it's possible that it lands 2 and they win both. So that's another reason why they do that. But then they'll actually move it back. So if people take 3, they'll move it to like 2 and it'll close at 2. That's usually how that works. So that's going to be I don't really have an opinion on that game necessarily. I do have an opinion on Xavier at Creighton. Creighton is ranked 11th in KenPom. And this is where I believe you can get some advantages using KenPom, because it's, you know, based on their record, they had a really bad streak here. And so they're not ranked. Like they might not even be in the tournament according to Joe Lunardi or whatever. But according to KenPom, they're the 11th best team in the country and Xavier is the 19th. So, you know, they're pretty far above them. They're projected to win this game by 4 points. Obviously, usually Vegas will follow KenPom lines. And so what you're seeing is that they're 5.5-point favorites at home. And I do like them on the money line. So I actually did like a free bet parlay thing where it was Oklahoma money line, Creighton money line, and then West Virginia money line. This is another case of KenPom, you know, another 12-8 team that went on a bad streak, but they're one of the better teams in the country. They're ranked higher than Auburn and KenPom, but obviously the rankings in terms of the AP poll for Xavier and for Auburn, they're both ranked, and West Virginia and Creighton are both unranked at home. Usually you take the unranked team that's favored against the ranked team on the road, especially in a Big 12 SEC matchup where I think the better conference is the Big 12. And so I do like West Virginia a good amount. And so, yeah, I mean, you can see they have a really good team. They have a transfer, Toussaint, who came over from Iowa. If you guys remember him, Emmett Matthews is their best player. He's a really good player. They have a couple of really good 3-point shooters. And Auburn's coming in this game. Like, yeah, they haven't lost 2 in a row all season. Their effective 3-point percentage and field goal percentage is really bad. If you look at their strength of schedule, it's 86th in the country. If you look at West Virginia, their strength of schedule is 5th. So it's a pretty big difference in terms of that. And so I am pretty confident. This is probably my highest conviction actually of the day is West Virginia. I would like to see, I think the money is on West Virginia. It's not like heavy, and it's an early game too. So it's not a big deal that the money's on them. And so yeah, I do like them a good amount here, like I said. So So yeah, I think they're a good bet. On the money line. I don't really want to mess with the spread, but I think they're pretty good on the spread as well. In this scenario, we can look at some other ones. Obviously, we have Texas at Tennessee, which is a really good game. Texas only has 3 losses on the season. KenPom has Tennessee winning this game by 8. And so that's wild. They only have 3. Both teams are 17-3. Tennessee to me usually is kind of a fraud. I don't really know enough about them to have a strong opinion. Offensively, they're not, the best. Texas is obviously better offensively, but they're not as good defensively, and they're not really hitting their threes as well as they could. So it's going to be a really, really good game. Two really athletic, big teams. I think Tennessee has like 2 7-footers, and Texas doesn't really have anyone above like 6'9". So it should be kind of a weird matchup. I could actually, and again, this is not like an opinion that I'm willing to throw on necessarily, but if you look, the line is 5.5. So this is that 5.5 scenario I talked about. But in this scenario, like usually what I would say with 5.5s is that they either cover or they lose outright. And so again, I like to take the money lines on those. I do think that there's a chance that that they lose, but I think Tennessee also has a chance to kind of blow them out and kind of bar expectations, I guess you would say, in terms of that. So let's see what else we have. I know we have so many good games today. Pitt at Miami. Obviously, I'm wearing a Pitt hat. Pitt fan. And so, yeah, right here, obviously, this has Pitt by 1. I think it's a pick 'em in most books right now. And so this game is happening, obviously, today at 4 o'clock. I think it's on ESPNU. Let me see. It's on ESPNU. And, what I'm going to say for this one is I do think that Pitt loses this game, and this is coming from someone who obviously is a Pitt fan. I follow the program pretty well. In my opinion, Pitt, like Jamarius Burton seems like he could be hurt. He's kind of limping around last game. They've gotten sort of lucky. I think they actually have luck in here if I can find it, but, they've had a tough schedule, and they've really grinded it out. They've really surprised a lot of people. They're tied with Miami in the conference. They squeaked out that win against Wake. I mean, some of these wins, I just don't even know how they do it, honestly. And so it's impressive for sure. I think that Miami is probably just a better team. They're the 10th best offense in the country. They just had a tough win at Florida State. They just blew them out. And again, I just think that they're a better team. I mean, if you look at conference-only offense, they're 2nd. Conference-only defense, they're 4th. Pitt is ranked below them in both those categories. They're obviously ranked below them in KenPom in general. And so you can just see, I mean, yeah, they have the same record in the ACC, but I think that Pitt has sort of gotten over its skis. And honestly, to me, Pitt is probably going to lose 2 in a row here, unfortunately. But their schedule is not too bad after that. I think they can win against Louisville, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Cuse, and then one of these last two, which would put them, I think, 2 games above 500 in the ACC, which should get them in to the tournament. So let's hope. Hey, if they can win today, that'd be crazy. But we'll see what happens. Arkansas at Baylor is a really interesting one. Arkansas is a good team, but they had a couple injuries. I don't necessarily know too much about them. I mean, Baylor, number 2 offense in the country, according to KenPom. I think they're riding high here. This is another one. I think it's 5.5. I could see an upset just because no one expects it. A lot of these type of matchups, yeah. And I think Baylor, I think Baylor is a little bit overrated always, pretty much by people. They never really come together quite the right way, if that makes sense. And I just think they're due for a loss potentially. So obviously we have some good Big Ten matchups, Ohio State at Indiana, 8 o'clock on Fox. That's going to be a heavily bet game, I'm sure. Ohio State's coming in this game beaten up and battered. And Indiana has sort of gone on a nice little win streak here. They're a good team. Trace Jackson Davis, one of the best players in the country. Other than that, they have three-point shooters around him. Even with Xavier Johnson out, they've sort of found their stride. It's hard for me to say that Ohio State can win this game, honestly. And I want to see what the line is. It looks like it is 5, 5.5, 5, 4.5. I mean, KenPom has obviously still says that Ohio State's better. I bet them against Illinois and it didn't work out. A lot of people probably did the same things. And so it's a really tough one. The Big Ten is a toss up. I wouldn't bet it probably. So Illinois at Wisconsin will be our final review here. Actually, this is an interesting one. Florida at Kent State or at Kansas State. Kansas State coming off a loss. This is a closer matchup than I think people realize. And so I'm wondering what the line is for this. And because I just think that Florida is underrated. It's only 4.5. The money's slammed on Kansas State. Obviously, they're ranked 5th. I think Florida could pull the upset here. I like Florida. They have a good, solid group of veterans. They're playing well. You know, they play really good defense. Both teams actually weirdly play fast, sort of. But I could see the under coming in here as well. It says 142. He predicts 141. So, yeah, usually they'll use KenPom for these predictions. So, yeah, I could see Florida there. In terms of Illinois, Wisconsin, I like Wisconsin here. I think at home, they should be able to beat Illinois. I think Illinois is a little bit overrated. We can see the line is 2. It just shows how overbought Illinois is and how underbought Wisconsin is, in my opinion. I know KenPom doesn't love Wisconsin, and they haven't really done too well, but they have the 4th hardest schedule in the country. Illinois has the 82nd, so factor that in. They lost to Kansas in OT. They lost to Wake Forest by only 3. They beat Marquette. They beat Iowa, and they beat Maryland. Penn State's a tough team, so they have good wins. It's just that they kind of got stuck with a tough schedule. So I think that this is kind of their coming out party a little bit. And so actually I think I will be on Wisconsin in this one. I'm going to try to find a 2 out there in the market. Hopefully I can get that. So hopefully you guys got something out of the video. If you did, please like, subscribe, and have a great Saturday.